From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to withhold aid to the Palestinians if they do not pursue peace with Israel, saying the Palestinians had snubbed the United States by not meeting Vice President Mike Pence during a recent visit. But there was a way forward.
That money is on the table, and that money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. Because I can tell you that Israel does want to make peace.
Trump is currently hosting a dinner with European business leaders and other companies, saying some are saying that the recent tax cuts are encouraging them to invest in the U.S. Thursday, scientists move the symbolic doomsday clock ahead by 30 seconds, saying the world is at its closest to annihilation since the height of the Cold War due to the world leaders' poor response to the threats of nuclear war. Marissa Melton has more.
It was the second time the clock, created by the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, was moved forward since the 2016 election of U.S. President Donald Trump. At 2 minutes to midnight, the clock is at its closest to catastrophe since 1953. They cite dangers of a nuclear holocaust from North Korea's weapons program, U.S.-Russian entanglements, South China Sea tensions, and other factors. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Venezuela is seeking an Interpol red alert for former oil czar Rafael Ramirez. The Venezuelan Attorney General's office said on Friday that Ramirez, who was once a powerful chief of the state oil industry, is the alleged mastermind of a new corruption plot detected in a European subsidy of an oil company. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Advisor says the United States would prefer that Turkish troops remove themselves from a conflict in the Syrian border town of Afrin.
Well, I think that President Erdogan will make decisions to de-escalate violence in Afrin and to normalize and stabilize pre-Afrin actions in that region. And I think that he'll make that decision here with the full support of the United States.
The United States has previously expressed concerns about Turkish efforts against the Kurdish-led SDF forces that drove Islamic State fighters from much of the northeastern Syria with the help of a U.S.-led coalition. Two revered former U.S. secretaries of state on Thursday warned lawmakers of a marked rise in nuclear dangers stemming from North Korea's race to develop atomic weapons and the means to deliver them. George Shultz, who served in the Reagan administration, called nuclear proliferation a major problem.
The more countries have nuclear weapons, the more likely it is one's going to go off somewhere. And the more fissile material is lying around. Anybody who gets fissile material can make a weapon fairly easily. So this is a major problem. It can blow up the world.
Henry Kissinger, who served with the Nixon and Ford administrations, highlighted, quote, a systematic failure of the world order in dealing with nuclear proliferation. Forcible displacement in the Central African Republic is at record levels. A UN Refugee Agency report says escalating violence is to blame. Lisa Schlein with more from Geneva.
The fiercest fighting and greatest displacement is taking place in Central African Republic's northwest region. The UN peacekeeping mission reports clashes between two armed groups have forced some 65,000 people, mainly women and children, to flee to the city of Pau over the last 3 weeks. The charity, Doctors Without Borders, says it has treated more than a dozen victims of the fighting in Pau. One woman, it says, told them the armed men are known to kill adult men they encounter. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North Korea's female ice hockey team has arrived in South Korea's National Training Center on Thursday to prepare for the Winter Olympics as a joint team. For more, go to our website. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.